Alright guys, we really need a miracle right now.
You're telling me? Those guys are monsters.
I've tried every play in the book, guys.
Not every play.
You mean the Hot Springs?
You want to win, right?
We haven't run that play since Jackie Robinson played Hot Springs spring training ball.
Go for it.
Alright, it's the Hot Springs on three.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
Back at Jordan Stadium, the Mount Home Bombers, they won the toss, elected to defer, kicked off, and first play from scrimmage, we see Pine Bluff throw a pass up the left sideline and draw the pass interference penalty for 15 yards and a first down at their own 37. Tobias, we are off and running tonight with this playoff football.
They aren't wasting any time. Pine Bluff working left to right across your dial tonight. Let's see what Mountain Home can do.
William Howell at quarterback right now. He's flanked by his running back, and they will hand it off, and he's met in the backfield, blown up by Moses Adams and Bogie. Brock Bogie met him in the backfield. Moses back from his injury. They are going to throw the ball carrier for a two-yard loss to bring up second and 12 from the 35. And that was Tyria Campbell, the sophomore, on the carry.
Bogie coming on a blitz there right up the gap and just come in untouched and just rung his bell.
Second and 12 from the 35. Howell in a shotgun takes it. Quick pitch out to the ball carrier. There's a little bit of a block. Brody Patterson's going to come up and stick him in the backfield for a five-yard loss.
Brody makes a huge play there. He dives to the outside and hangs on with one hand, making a huge tackle there for the Bombers. Great play by Brody.
That is two carries for Campbell and two losses. That is minus 7 yards on the first two plays. Third and very long for the Zebras. Not the kind of situation they like. Howell is in the shotgun. He's going to bring a man in motion back across the formation. That man heads toward the line of scrimmage, and they're going to throw. And Howell is met as he tries to throw by Opa Valdez, who says, "Kiss the turf, Mr. Howell."
Opa says, "Welcome to the playoffs, baby." Woo!
He lit him up as he tried to throw the football, and the football goes straight into the ground. And that is going to be a punting situation for the Zebras and the Bombers. They're getting ready to return it. They have Logan Walker back deep right outside of his 30-yard line. And lining up to punt, well, it's going to be the quarterback. William Howell will also serve as the punter. Kick is away, and it is a high kind of knuckleball kick, and it's going to hit, and it's going to roll and take a big or a little roll for Pine Bluff, and it's going to roll dead at the 30-yard line, and that's where the Mountain Home Bombers will start off at the 31-yard line is where they're going to put the ball. Bryce McKay in at quarterback with his trusty running back, Gage Hershberger, and the Bombers. I tell you, Tobias, the Bombers want to strike quick tonight, so you might look for something right off the bat. I got a little inside info. So the Bombers want to try and hit a couple of chunk plays early.
Let's see what happens.
Snap it to McKay, and he's going to give it to Hershberger, and he is met and foiled at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Boy, big penetration there. We talked about that defensive line, and that number 61, he is leading the charge, Bradley Clark, for the Zebras.
Yeah, Bradley's a 6'1", 280-pound senior. He's a big old boy.
Second and 10 from the 31. McKay in the shotgun, fakes it, and he's going to throw, and he throws it over the head of Walker, who is tackled by the defender around the ankles, and no flag on the play. That was number 44 on the defense, and he was beat, Melvin Paul. So Melvin just grabbed him around the ankles, pulled him to the turf, and there is no flag, Tobias.
I think the Mountain Home crowd disagreed on that one, Sonny.
I think there's a lot of folks here that disagree with that. Coach Ryan Mallett, for sure. Third and 10 for the Bombers from the 31. Passing situation. And now we have a flag.
Walker jumped off sides on the top side. They're going to call it on the Bombers.
Rough start tonight for both teams. Mount Home two penalties now for 20 yards. And that's going to make it third and 15 from their own 26.
Correction, that was Barnett that jumped off sides there.
Snap it. He's going to fake it. And he's going to take it up the middle. McKay is running. He's out to the 25, the 30, and brought down at the 33-yard line. That's going to be a 7-yard gain, but, boy, not enough to move the sticks, Tobias. And now the Bombers look like they'll be forced to punt on their opening possession.
You know, you hate that the defense comes out and really sets the tone and makes some big plays, and you really want to kind of set the tone there with your offense. You want to go down and try to put some points on the board right off the bat, but not able to do it. So we'll see what happens on this punt here.
Dawson Tabor back to punt. Fields a low snap, gets the kick away, and it's a low kind of line drive. It's going to hit and take a Bomber bounce inside the 20. It's still rolling, and it's going to be down to about, we'll have to see, probably about the 17-yard line. So the Bombers pin them deep once more, Tobias.
They do. You know, it's going to be a game of field position. That's great field position tonight. You know, really excited. I mean, defense just looked amazing that first drive. So I'm excited what's going to happen here, Sonny.
Well, looking over the defensive lineup, like we said, we've got Moses Adams back tonight, joined on the defensive line by Ofa Valdez, Zach Spaulding, and Big Gage Lindsey at the ends. The linebackers, Colby Lockhart and Brock Boje, Tatum Bashirs, and kind of the hybrid safety linebacker. Howell is back in. He's flanked by one man. There's also two kingbacks. They're going to load it up in a power formation and hand it off. And guess what? The Bombers are going to blow it up again.
Ofa Valdez takes his man, Sonny, sticks him back in the gap, fights across his face, and makes a play in the backfield. Great job. He's ready tonight. He got off the bus ready to play.
Campbell is going to get no gain, and that'll bring up second and 10 from the 17 for the Zebras. Campbell and Howell in the backfield. Of course, I said two up backs. We call them king backs here at Mountain Home. They're kind of fullback, H-back hybrids. Fake it, and they're going to throw it outside. He throws it. It's hauled in at the line of scrimmage, and the Bombers are going to swarm the ball, the receiver. That is number 9 on the reception, and that is Xavion Barnett, who we heard a lot about coming into this game, and he's going to be stopped again for no gain. You got to love those pass plays for no gain. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 for the Bombers, or for the Zebras, from their own 17-yard line. Tobias, we've already seen one deep shot by the Zebras where it drew a penalty. Do they go back to that well again? Well,
they've had success in the past with throwing the football deep, so, I mean, I would not put it past them to try it again.
Howell back to pass. He's being chased and flushed. Rolling to his right, now throwing deep and caught. Number 20 is on the reception. That is Courtney Crutchfield, and he leaped above a Bomber defender and just hauled in that pass for the big gain. That's going to go all the way to the midfield stripe for a 33-yard pickup.
Williams nailed as he throws the ball there, Sonny. I don't know if you noticed that, but he got his bell rung. I mean, he had three Bombers right in his face. Just made an incredible throw.
A very talented young sophomore quarterback here for Pine Bluff. In the shotgun, he drops back to pass. He's looking to his left, and he fires immediately again for Crutchfield, but this time broken up by Lawson Stockton. Those quick passes, Tobias, that's kind of an interesting thing. We've seen Howell try to kind of wind up and go deep, but this time they fired out quick. The Bombers are able to break it up. Crutchfield did get his hands on the ball, but great separation way to get that man away from that football.
You know, we see a lot of offenses, too. They use that to sort of bait the deep play. You know, they'll throw those little passes and little runs to try to set up that deep ball again. So we've seen him do it.
Howland shotgun. He takes the snap again, looking to his left again, firing to his left to Crutchfield. Crutchfield makes the catch. He's down to the 40, inside the 40, and fights his way to the Mountain Home. Let's see where they spot it. It's going to be about the 37 or 36-yard line. We've got to wait for the official to put the ball down. They're going to give him the 37. That's a 13-yard gain. And now the Zebras, they're moving quickly. Howell in the backfield by himself. He's flanked by a big fullback. He's ready to pass. He's throwing over the middle, and it's intercepted. Brody Patterson, it comes up from the safety spot, takes it away. He's going to return it out to the Mountain Home 41-yard line. We'll see where they spot it. Tobias, a big defensive reaction play.
What you got to understand there is he took that ball from that defender. He literally took the ball from the player. Fantastic strength. When we talk about weight room and we talk about physical strength, that's what we're talking about. He literally ripped that ball out of his hands. What a play.
Bombers on the ball quickly. They're going to hand it off to Hirschberger. He's going to take it from his 41. He's going to break around the left side and kick it out to about the 46-yard line for a 5-yard gain. nice way to start the drive, Tobias. This gives you a little bit of flexibility on what you can do.
Absolutely. We've seen Hershberger do this game in and game out all season long. He just finds a way to find the gap there and get some positive yardage.
Quickly back to the line of scrimmage, trips to the right. They're going to fake the handoff and going to head up the middle. And a little stutter step by McKay makes a man miss, and he's across midfield. And inside the 45, they're going to give him the 43. That is going to be a nice little pickup for the Bombers. That is an 11-yard gain. The Bombers going quickly again. Twins to the left, one row receiver to the right. Hershberger in the backfield. He's going to fake the handoff to Hershberger and keep it himself and go up the middle, and he's going to pick up maybe a yard depending on where they spot the ball. And I'm going to say, actually, that is going to go for no gain. Still at the 43, second and 10. Looked like Bryce had a little running room there for a second.
He did. It looked like there was a little bit of a blitz there on that top side. And when Bryce got to the hole, there was just no room to run.
Bombers back to the line of scrimmage. McKay waits the snap. He takes it. He's looking to throw. He looks to his right, fires it out, hits Logan Walker. Walker spins around a defender. He's inside the 35, down to the 33, and finally stopped at the 30. That is a 13-yard pickup for the Bombers. First and 10 from the 30. Mount home, three first downs.
This is the difference in what we saw last week, Sonny. You know, they're completing passes, and last week we saw a lot of drop balls, and then not so far tonight.
McKay sticks it in the belly of Hershberger, pulls it out. Now he's going to go around the right side. He's going to look for a little running room. He's going to stutter step inside the 30. We'll see where they mark him out. I think they're going to give him the just inside the 30. Depending on where they mark this, whether we get a positive gain or a no gain, they are going to keep the ball at the 30. That's going to go for a no gain. Second and 10 for the Bombers.
Look for the Bombers to take a shot here, Sonny.
McKay in the shotgun, flanked by Hershberger. Dawson Tabor in the H-back. They're going to give a lead block there. Hershberger up the middle, and he's going to plow ahead for just a couple of yards. He'll be down inside the 30, but they're going to mark this at the 27. That is just a 3-yard gain for the Bombers, bringing up 3rd and 7. 5:31 left in the first quarter. No score here at Jordan Stadium. The Bombers look to the sideline. Coach Darren Acklin signals in the play. McKay is relaying the instructions to his teammates and getting ready to take a shotgun snap, flanked by his man Hershberger. Twins to the left, tied into the right along with a receiver. Now he's going to back off to that H-back position. Motion back to the middle. Hannaford in motion. He comes across the formation. And now we are going to have a timeout. Bombers taking timeout to talk things over. We'll do it with them. We'll be back with more Bomber football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live, not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.
You're listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home.
Touchdown!
Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Jordan Stadium, and the Bombers are facing 4th down and 7 after Bryce McKay was brought down at the line of scrimmage. Mountain Home's going to go for it. They have trips to the left side. McKay in the shotgun with Hershberger. And now we have another timeout signaled. This timeout taken by Pine Bluff. We'll break with them. You're listening to Classic Hits Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Jordan Stadium in Pine Bluff, Mount Home facing 4th and 7 from the Pine Bluff 27. A little too far for the field goal. Mount Home wants to try and get some points to start the game, and they're going to go for it. Trips to the left. McKay takes the snap. He drops back. He's looking left. He's flushed. He is pressured and sacked.
That's twice in a row there. Ronald Russell, one of the senior defensive ends, that first play, it stopped there. Stopped McKay at the line of scrimmage, making a big sack there. You hate to see that. That's not one of their real huge guys. That's one of their guys coming from the outside, getting that pressure there.
That is going to be a loss all the way back to the 43-yard line. Tobias, that is a 16-yard loss.
That hurts you, but now you need your defense to step up and get a big stop here.
First and 10 from the 43 for Pine Bluff. Under center this time is Howell, and the blitz comes up the middle, and Boje meets the ball carrier. That's Campbell as he tries to take the handoff from Howell. If Boje might have been looking up, he could have took the handoff away, but instead he blows up the running back for a 3-yard loss. And I'm telling you, Campbell's going to have nightmares about Boje tonight.
That hurt me up here. I mean, that was devastating. Boje nailed him. He's going to tiptoe in that hole a little slower next time, I bet you.
All right, second down and long, and they're going to flare it out. And this time the Bombers read it. Tatum Bashirs is in the backfield, and the receiver, the intended receiver, Lamont Wiley, wanted no part of that pass.
Sonny, one of the differences I'm noticing tonight is, you know, it felt like in the regular season that the Bombers would kind of sit back on their heels and let the play develop and come to them. We're seeing players fly in holes and make plays in the backfield tonight, unlike anything I've seen all season.
Third and 13 for Pine Bluff. Howell takes a shotgun snap, and he's pressured, and he's hit, and the ball is floating, and somehow Crutchfield makes a miraculous catch at his 25, fights off a defender, and he will take it to the house. Touchdown, Zebras. 60 yards from Howell to Crutchfield, and boy, Howell paid the price for that score, but the Zebras are on top. 6-0 with 3:44 left in the first quarter.
Able to capitalize there. You know, that receiver just goes up and jumps over our defender and catches the ball, and looks like the defender came down and just kind of lost his feet. Not a whole lot you can do about that there.
Definitely out-leaped him, and now we have a little problem. The Zebras trying to get their extra point team going, and they're missing a guy. That's what's going on. So they are lined up to kick. Number 6, a straight-on kicker, is lined up. That is Jor-El Grant, and he kicks, and his kick is good, but we have a flag. So now is this going to be against?
It's against Pine Bluff, and what's interesting here is, you know, we've seen the Bombers on the opposite side of the ball be able to draw people off sides. Now they're doing it on the defensive side of the ball.
So that was a straight-on kick from the kicker. That's Grant. Jor-El Grant is going to line up, and he is a straight-on kicker. We don't see that much tomorrow, Tobias, so this is going to be a little more interesting kick. The snap's good. The hold is down. Grant's kick is good, and this time he puts a little more leg into it and boots it right through the uprights. So 7-0, Pine Bluff, 3:44 left in the first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net, because life is meant to be enjoyed.
Another way to learn more about the Arkansas Delta Byways is to visit one of the Arkansas Welcome Centers in the Delta region, with locations in Blytheville, Corning, Helena, West Helena, Lake Village, and West Memphis. You can stop by and have one of the knowledgeable travel consultants help you with a customized tour of the Arkansas Delta Byways region. Check out the special Arkansas Delta exhibits at each of the locations. Visit deltabyways.com for more great ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Jordan Stadium, and the kick is the old watermelon kick, Tobias. The ball fielded down about the 25-yard line, brought back out. Brody Patterson did a good job, scampered out to the 41-yard line. So Mountain Home, again, good field position. Bombers trying to get past some sacks there and get the drive going again. Twins to the left, Hershberger and McKay in the backfield. Takes a shotgun snap, and he hands it off to Hershberger. He takes it up the middle, and he's going to get positive yardage out past the 43. They're going to give him the 44, a three-yard pickup on first down.
I want to go back to that kickoff for a minute and define the watermelon. So what they do is they actually set the ball sideways and kick it, and it literally just kind of watermelons down the field. It looks like a big watermelon. It doesn't turn over or anything. Very unusual.
Second and seven, another handoff to the Hershberger. Got obscured there. And he's going to pound his way out past the 45 to the 46 for a two-yard gain and bring up third and five. Bombers trying to get this running game open, but they just haven't seen big holes yet tonight.
They've not. It seemed like they're just not quite synced up. We heard a lot about their size on the defensive line, but what I'm impressed with is their speed on the defensive end.
Yeah, they did not have the big men in there. They have some quick men. Number 49 is wreaking havoc right now. Again, he's in the backfield. They're trying to create running room for McKay, and there is absolutely nothing. They've just kind of pushed the Bomber defenders or the offensive line back into the backfield and blew that up right on the snap.
They're definitely getting some great push off the ball. I mean, they fire off hard and low, and our guys are just going to have to work a little harder up there.
Fourth down from the 45. That actually goes for a one-yard loss for the Bombers. Fourth and six, and on to punt is McKay. McKay takes the kick, and he does the end-over-end kick, and it hits, and it goes off a Bomber defender, and now it is kind of hit, and it's going to roll dead inside the 20. And it's going to be interesting if they call the first touching or not, because the first touching was back up around the 25-yard line whenever it hit Brody Patterson as he was covering. You're going to actually kind of split the difference, take it out to the 22. And
you heard some yelling there. They teach them to get away from it in those situations and giving up yards. In that situation, they have gotten away from it. It would have made a little difference, so. Yep. That's why you hear him yelling at him.
First and 10 from the 22 for Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff used the deep ball and struck for a long touchdown on the last drive. Howell is back, and he's going to hand it off to Campbell again. Campbell chased down in the backfield, going to be stopped for little or no gain. And again, it's Bojay leading the charge for the Bombers. Doing a great job of keeping the run game under control right now, Tobias.
They are. I mean, I've been really impressed so far of how they've done this run game. And you know, for the Bombers, they need to believe. And what you're seeing is a little more chippy team. They're getting up after the play, and I think you hear a little mouthing out there. And, I mean, that's just when you're going against somebody for a whole football game, that starts to build. And
second and 10, Howell back to pass. He's throwing deep over the middle, and he's going to throw over everyone. Intended receiver was number 8, Davion Murray. This ball was about 5 yards past anybody. Non-catchable ball. And the bad thing is, you know, he had a step on the Bomber defender.
He did, but way, way overthrown.
Third and long again for the Zebras. Bombers have been bringing the pressure tonight and making Howell feel it, but he's been successful in beating that pressure with his arm. Howell back in the backfield by himself. He's looking to pass. He's going to fire it out quickly, but Lawson Stockton is there to hit the receiver. That is Murray again. At the 26-yard line after a short 4-yard gain, and that's going to bring up fourth and six from the 26 for Pine Bluff, who's going to send the punting team onto the field, Tobias.
You know, last week I was a little hard on Lawson, and this week, Sonny, he just looks like a different player out there. I mean, he is running through tackles, and he is lighting people up and looking good tonight.
50 seconds left in the first quarter. Pine Bluff taking their time, getting ready. Howe is back to punt. He's have his feet on his own 15-yard line. The snap is a little low, but he hauls it in, gets the kick away, and it's a high end-over-end kick. Signal fair catch for Logan Walker, who hauls it in at the Mountain Home 46 with only 34 seconds left in the first quarter. It's been a fast-moving quarter.
It has been. I mean, I think you got to come out here and you've got to take off. I mean, we need to get something going on offense, just quite frankly. We've got to pick up some first downs here and put some points on the board and get the spirits of these guys up and get this momentum rolling.
All right, McKay in the shotgun, flanked by Hershberger. Trips to the right. Snap is good. He's rolling to the right on his pocket and throwing, and it's intercepted. Pine Bluff pulls it in at the 40-yard line. The return man, he gets it out past the 50, out to the 45, and into Bomber territory, and he's going to be brought down on the interception at the Mountain Home. He's going to return it to about the 44-yard line, and Tobias, that is definitely not what you're looking for.
That's not what you want. You know, it looks like Bryce kind of threw off his back foot there a little bit, threw it just a little short, and there was a defender right there from Pine Bluff. Just an easy interception.
Yeah, that was Trayvon Woodard, the safety, on the interception and the great return. 24.3 seconds left in the first half. One more snap probably in this quarter for the Zebras. Zebras looking to strike and can turn the turnover into points. Now, Howell's trying to get everyone lined up, having a little bit of trouble. Howell is actually going to be lined up, and they are going to have a Wildcat formation. Now Howell is going to come back, starts to go in motion, and timeout Pine Bluff. So we'll take that timeout with them. 24.3 seconds left in the first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Bomber fans, it's Adrienne Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Jordan Stadium, where the Pine Bluff Zebras have a switch at quarterback, number 12, Braylon Hopkins back there. And boy, he is looking in a Wildcat formation. They still have Howell in the ballgame. Now they're going to direct snap to Hopkins. He's going to take it and run right at the middle and be stacked up. He's going to get maybe a yard down to the Mountain Home 44. And Tobias, that should be the end of the first quarter. The Zebras going to let that clock run out. At the end of one quarter, playoff football, first round Class 6A playoffs, the Pine Bluff Zebras lead the Mountain Home Bombers 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.